I'll just play that next week, maybe. We'll see. We'll see if the bosses let us. I'm going to play you some audio now that's been sent in to us from the BBC Uploader. Steve Corkill is a author, and, well, he's recently got into sort of writing books, really. He's written a book on how to recover from open heart surgery, and that's the title of the book. It's a novel, so it's fiction, but it's based on his own experiences. It's a true-to-life fiction, if you like. He had lots of questions when he had his open heart surgery around what you should expect, how long is he going to be out of action for, how can you get through the recovery process quicker and all that sort of stuff. So we wrote this book about it. We'll hear Steve now reading an extract from the book. And this is all about the moment that diagnosis happens and being told that he has to have this surgery.
"So, do you want to go ahead with an operation? You probably should," said Massimo. That made it real. Very real. No more hiding behind faint hopes that it was all a terrific misunderstanding or a mistaken identity that would give him an entertaining story to tell for years ahead. No chance. At the start of the consultation, he had felt that generally things were okay. Now he felt the opposite. It had been a very frank discussion with Massimo. On the bright side, he was getting commentary that applied specifically to him rather than a generalised, "It depends." On the not-so-bright side, he now knew that something really was wrong, and it wasn't good news. Massimo had probed with a few questions and identified a classic series of symptoms. Ben had presumed that the breathlessness, the shallow breathing rate, the increased heart rate, the snoozing, slowing down and regular fatigue was all part of his reluctantly getting older. It's not you getting older. You're ill. Ben took in a long, slow breath. Externally, he appeared calm and in control. Internally, his mind was churning, and he actually squinted as he tried to take the statement in. He could feel white coat syndrome crawling through his mind like a physical force that he was powerless to resist. So much for being in rational control of his emotions. He had no idea what his mouth was saying. All he could hear was his mind screaming, "This guy is a professor! And he says, I'm ill, so I must be." Up to now, he'd convinced himself that, if anything, he was merely damaged, and damage could be repaired. Ill was different. Ill meant that a full recovery, by his definition, wasn't an option. Ill meant that there could be more wrong. Ill probably also meant radical changes to lifestyle. This was disastrous.
Steve Corkill. It's an extract from How to Recover from Open Heart Surgery, his new novel. He is from Bath, and he uploaded that to us on the BBC Uploader just this afternoon. He went to bbc.co.uk/upload, and he recorded that actually just on his smartphone and sent it in from his smartphone directly on the uploader. It's really, really easy to do. Go to bbc.co.uk/upload if you're making anything. Click on audio, upload your audio to us now. We could be playing it on the show tomorrow evening. We've got second part of Steve's audio to play for you. He sent us a second piece that's more about the recovery. So we've just heard diagnosis and talking about the surgery and what it's going to entail. Part two is about being on the ward with other people that have been through some of the same sort of surgeries. We hear that after we'd heard from Sam Smith. Stay with me on BBC.